Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Well, 534, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Welcome
back.
He's
back. Yeah. Woohoo. Good to have you back.
Man.
We missed you. And you missed a lot.
I did?
Yeah.
Steve hasn't even told you yet.
No, the only
I'm still scarred.
Yeah, I heard two things. I heard one of the chick flicks. He had to do two women's parts.
In costume.
Yeah. And the other thing was something about soaking your feet in something.
Yeah, we got rid of the calluses, or we tried.
You were getting rid of your calluses.
We tried a life hack that involved vinegar, Listerine, and water, and we were soaking our feet in the studio while doing the show. it didn't work, but all of Michiana had fun with us Facebook Live. Oh, they thought it was hysterical, and some of them were trying it at home at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you guys had that callus problem. But, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers today in the high 75.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, it's 6:19. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, today's Tell Me Something Good was sent in by Jan Gordon, one of the organizers of the Niles Burn Run. Like, you guys probably remember hearing the ads here last month.
I was on it.
To garner support, and you were there.
Yeah, I went on the Burn Run.
Did you have fun?
Yes, it was great. I was emailing her back and forth over the weekend, and I said it was a very well-organized, fun ride.
They've been doing it for years, and they have it down to a science.
Yeah, I mean,
and people are enjoying it. And that was very apparent because she let us know that they are very excited to have shattered their goal for the fundraiser this year.
Cool.
Now, they set out to raise at least $20,000, and they were just ecstatic to exceed that goal. Yesterday, they presented a check to the Great Lakes Burn Camp for $23,112.
Wow. Way to go.
So that means they're going to send 40 campers to camp to help them gain their self-confidence and be with others who've been traumatized by burns. And for people who don't know, burn camp is where burn survivors, they meet, they play, they heal, they grow together, they realize they're not alone. Just an awesome thing they do. So, you know, they wanted us to thank the community for their support and thank you, Jan, for sending this in and for what you guys do with the Niles Burn Run, just making such a difference for those special kids in our community.
And Steve got to be part of it.
That's right.
How about
that? It feels great.
It does.
Tell me something good. Something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
The morning show is great. I listen to it every day.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:57. Here's Tracy.
Jack, I'm sure you remember, I mean, do your granddaughters still belt out Let It Go regularly from the movie Frozen?
Still.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Idina Menzel, during one of her recent concerts, she basically asked for volunteers from the audience to do a duet with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she chose this little boy, Luke Chacko, because he was one of the few boys in the crowd. And she said, every time a boy comes up, he tells me he doesn't really like this song. So she picks Luke, and this happens.
Okay.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. And turn away and slam the door. Here I stand. And here I stand. Let the story.
Amazing.
Wow.
Wow. Just wow.
Man.
Listen to the range on that.
I know it.
It's amazing.
Surprised surprised you didn't go on America's Got Talent.
You know what? That's probably coming.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of having a great time, Malia Obama had a really good time at Lollapalooza over the weekend. Uh-huh. A video trending this morning shows the 19-year-old going wild as she takes in a set from The Killers on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
In the clip, Malia's friend appears to drunkenly fall at her feet as the former first daughter uses it as an opportunity to pretend to play drums on her.
Uh-huh.
Before helping her up, she later hits the ground herself and starts pounding on the pavement. The reactions on Twitter ranged from amused to sympathetic. Now, how hard would it be to, you know, go through your late teens and early 20s in the public eye, right?
Yeah, really. And I mean, at 19, that's one of those crazy ages where you know, sometimes get a little crazy.
Just get a little nuts, exactly. Well, Chris Cornell's daughter, Toni, 12 years old, joined One Republic on Good Morning America on Friday to deliver a moving cover of Leonard Cohen's classic Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah, I should say, in honor of her late father. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at one time here.
Okay.
Pull up in honor of her late father and her godfather, Chester Bennington. And we're going to play a little clip. This was on Good Morning America. On Friday.
On Friday, okay.
You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair, she broke your
throne. Bennington were longtime friends who toured together several times. After Cornell died in May from suicide by hanging, Bennington sang this song at his memorial. And then Bennington also died from suicide by hanging on July 20th, which would have been Cornell's 53rd birthday.
Wow.
Sad story there. Well, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are ending their marriage after 8 years. They released a statement last night that said, "We tried hard for a long time and we're really disappointed. Our son has two parents who love him very much, and for his sake, we want to keep this situation as private as possible moving forward." The two married in July of 2009 after meeting on the set of the comedy Take Me Home Tonight. Their son Jack turns 5 later this month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Amber Heard is reportedly heartbroken after billionaire Tesla founder Elon Musk decided to end their relationship after just 1 year. Sources say he ended it a week ago. Apparently, he heard certain things about Amber's behavior that didn't sit well with him. Sources say Amber can be very manipulative and selfish. Now, Elon's back in L.A. while she is licking her wounds in Australia. The 31-year-old starlet and 46-year-old entrepreneur started their romance last year after their respective divorces, hers from Johnny Depp. Well, Stephen King's The Dark Tower landed at the top of the box office this weekend, which actually proved to be the slowest weekend for movies this summer so far. The Dark Tower claimed first place by opening to $19.5 million.
Mm.
Meanwhile, Christopher Nolan's World War II drama Dunkirk landed in second place with $17.6 million. The Emoji Movie finished in third with more than $12 million. Girls Trip took fourth place, adding $11 million. And Halle Berry led thriller Kidnap. We thought this one sounded great. Rounded out the top 5 with $10.2 million.
Okay.
All right, ready to play the birthday game?
Yes. I'm glad you're back,
Steve's
Jack.
Like, I've help. All right, Maureen McCormick.
Maureen
McCormick.
Got excited for a minute. Why do I know that name?
Very famous name.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, it's I recognize
it. He knows it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I recognize it, but why?
I don't know why.
Is she in The Office?
I don't know.
No.
40.
If you recognize it, she's 38.
Marsha.
That's why. It's the Brady Bunch. She's not 38 or 40.
I should let you guess again.
She's like 50s probably.
56.
61.
61. Wow.
All right. Jesse Williams.
30.
Who is Jesse Williams?
I don't know.
32.
That was so good.
Why do I follow you? I do this every time.
I was so at peace when I was on vacation. I didn't have to do any of this.
No, you walked around. Did you play the game in Vegas?
No.
guess that age? They just show pictures of people?
He's what?
He's 36. He is Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, again,
yeah. Never saw a second of that.
All right, all right. Let's end on an up note. Patrick Ewing.
I'm sure Patrick Ewing.
Oh, okay.
Ewing.
Now I know. Number 33, New York Knicks. See, I can even tell you his number.
Wow, that's impressive.
One of the greatest flat top haircuts in NBA in the 90s, by the way.
50.
No Charles Barkley, though.
He's terrible.
Patrick Ewing is 54.
55.
All right. Sunny
101.5. Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
7:23.
You know, this is, when's the last time either of you rode a bike?
The night before last.
Oh.
A couple weeks.
I ride bikes all the time.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I ride both my exercise bike and my normal bike. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we took a family bike ride the night before last.
Ride with the grandkids sometimes.
All right. So, and you obviously haven't forgotten, but I haven't ridden a bike in years.
Same thing.
You ride a motorcycle.
Same thing.
Yeah, no, it's a little different. If I can pedal that fast, that'd be impressive.
You can balance it.
Oh, yeah. Once it's moving.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. I haven't ridden a bike in years. Will I forget how to do it?
If you haven't ridden a bicycle for a while and are wondering if you have forgotten how to do it, I have good news and bad news. The good news is no, you have not forgotten how to ride a bike. The bad news is that you are going to be really bad at it now. Ha 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 ha. Seeing adults ride bikes is hilarious. They wobble all over the street and look like they are going to crash at any second. If you are an adult who is going to ride a bike for the first time in a while, make sure you have a good health insurance plan because you are going to get hurt for sure.
So much negativity.
Siri, I haven't tied my shoes in a long time. Will I forget?
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your number one morning show, Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
7:45, Sunny 101.5. Man, oh man, thank you so much for, really appreciate that. That was very nice, bringing in eggs and putting them in the...
Now, hold on, let me just throw this out.
Back with hard-boiled eggs.
Let me put it in the first place. He tried so hard not to eat them hot because I walk in.
They're boiling, I know.
I had to go run to my desk. And I walk in, and he's eating over the garbage can so he doesn't make a mess. And all I see is half an egg, and he's going, trying to cool it off. And how many eggs have you had, Tracy?
Oh, I'm on my first one.
Okay.
I went to the bathroom and put them under the cold water.
So I haven't even had one yet, and Jack already had two. So, but no, I walk, what are you doing?
Man, those are good.
He was trying so hard.
It peels so nicely. Those are, man, that little egg.
That little egg cooker
really
the real
does
deal.
The job. Yeah.
Did I ever share this story with you?
What?
So Meg's aunt, she comes out periodically, and we'll go to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, I, and Meg and Ellie and her aunt, Annie Dye. And so one time we were eating, and I, of course, Jack and I are getting lunch because it's 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's sitting there, and of course he was the first one finished, and we're in the car driving back to the station. He goes, "You have no idea how hard that was." I said, "What? I don't get it. How hard it is to eat?" "No, like I was trying not to be the first one done." He's like, "I was looking at people, checking my watch, looking at the stuff on the wall.
I put my fork down, I'd look around, I'd ask a question, and it didn't make any difference."
He goes, "You have no idea how hard that is.
I keep looking around everywhere, and the people aren't even started yet."
And I have the opposite problem. I am always apologizing at the end of the day. Everyone's done, and everyone's waiting on me, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, I'm just a slow eater."
Yeah, he goes, "You have no idea. I was running out of things to do."
Yeah, I tried to come up with stuff to slow me up, and it just didn't work. So I just said, heck with it. It's
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay.
No, this is actually for you, Jack. And this is a legitimate life hack.
Okay.
You are always, we'll go to eat, and he's always either no onions, no this, or taking the onions out if he gets a salad from Martin's.
I'll tell you why I do that.
Because you're worried
onions
about
and garlic in the business we're at. Like, if you're in a closed studio, I don't want to reek of that. I mean, I love both of those. But
and what's the first? Hey, Jack. Hey.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't want to reek of it. That's all.
I get it. So maybe you're on your, you know, a first date, Jack.
Yeah. Right.
Or a particularly garlicky meal was eaten. And maybe you're anxious for going in for that first kiss without grossing them out or just talking in a closed room.
Mm-hmm.
Parsley. It isn't just a pretty little plate decoration.
Oh, yeah?
It's very effective at neutralizing onion and garlic breath.
Huh.
I didn't know
Who
that.
Knew?
Parsley, huh?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's what they say. So next time you forget to take your onions off, make get a side of parsley.
There you go.
Parsley and see what happens. All right.
Nice.
I'll give that
the
a...
The legitimate life hack. Mm-hmm. I want that to be known at...
I'll give that a whirl.
August 7th, okay. That I actually did. It took me a while.
A legitimate life hack. All right.
Okay. Well, mine is a cleaning tip. So this would be very useful, for that first date as well, in case this person might be using your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the grime.
Boy. Yeah, can you imagine? Hey, do you have a bathroom? Don't go in there.
I'll never go back in there again.
So. For the grime around your sink faucets, you know how it's just, you know, the water seeps around there.
Sure.
You take a dish towel or a washcloth of some kind and you wrap it around the base of the faucet. And then you just pour vinegar all around there, you know, around the seams, the base. Let it sit for a few minutes and then take that washcloth or off and clean that off. It comes right off with a toothbrush. Looks brand new.
And you can actually reuse that vinegar to soak your feet.
That's right.
There we go.
Well, it seems to be a lot of concentration here, like on first dates and stuff like that. And if you're suffering from clammy hands, your hands are always sweaty. That can be embarrassing when you're, especially if you want to hold hands with that first date or something.
Absolutely.
Or in a business meeting, or you know, you're shaking hands with somebody and your hands are all clammy. Well, got another remedy using baking soda, ladies and gentlemen. You know how much I adore baking soda. It has alkaline in it, so it works like a charm. You mix baking soda with warm water, soak your hands in this mixture, keep it for 30 minutes, keep rubbing both your hands with soda clumps, and after 30 minutes, dry your hands off, and you are good to go.
To go. All right.
Let
you are
shake.
Set. You are set for that first date. Now we just have to find her. Now so we just have to get you to ask her out.
Why do you smell like vinegar and your hands feel like baking soda?
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
101.5. Sunny 101.5, 8 o'clock, time for... Go Figure. Here's Steve.
You know what?
What?
You missed Go Figures all last week, and I think there's only one naked person.
Was that it?
That was only one. It was a slow week for nudity in the Go Figures. But
I guess so.
A British man. This is just taking stupid to a whole new level, and I don't like using that word.
Yes.
But
we usually don't use that
right,
word on this
show.
Program.
This guy literally takes it to the next level.
Uh-huh.
A British man wanted on assault for a warrant recently turned himself into the police.
Yes.
Which is very noble.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he turn himself in? He demanded, "Hey, that's me, and you need to take down that unflattering mugshot." That you posted all over social media.
I will not stand for that.
You need to take down that mugshot of me.
Right.
Because it's terrible looking.
Mm-hmm.
This is a legitimate thing. The BBC reported that the 35-year-old by the name of Wayne responded to a Facebook post.
I do not look like that.
Included, and with the post saying, here's my picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they showed the picture of him asked for his whereabouts, and he said, "Not very flattering of a mugshot. I'd appreciate it if you take down this post.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent until proven guilty and all that." That's what he posts. So, well, sir, that's just, you're in trouble. He added that he would consult with his attorney and surrendered on the charge after talking to his attorney. It's probably a good idea that you turn yourself in, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
The police department actually returned the favor by actually removing the photo from Facebook, going, okay.
Very good.
Very, you know, that was nice of you. Now, I don't even know if you went in there to thinking he can just post and not get taken in.
And they put him...
Or if he legitimately thought he can just say, hey, can you take that down?
But they've dressed him in stripes now, so with that, yeah, it gives him that slimming effect. He does like that.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus, and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain. Only on Sunny 101.5.
And what you'll win is a $25 Burger King prize pack, okay? Start off with three stepping stones. Notre Dame, Grandma and Grandpa's house, and welcome. Practically new. All three, $10. Next, basketball, official size, 7. Still in box, like new, $5. And last, Super Slide and Glide, brand new inbox, $5. Tell us what the bargain is and you win.
9 to 5 at work.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Which one do you think is the real bargain?
I'm going to say the basketball.
Basketball, official size, 7. Still in box like new, $5. That's the bargain. Way to go, man.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, got a
$25 Burger King prize pack. Congratulations.
The best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Shawn Mendes.
I know I can treat you better.
Adele.
Love ain't water under the bridge.
I love Bruno Mars.
Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Tuesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. It's the return of the
Wheel of Me.
So come on down. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.